999.M41. Before the beginning, there was the end. As I speak these words, a quill scratches quietly on parchment, faithfully recording everything I say. The soft sounds of writing are almost companionable. How quaint that my scribe uses ink, pen, and parchment. I do not know his true name, or if he even possesses one any more. I've asked several times, but the scratching quill is my only reply. Perhaps he has nothing more than a serial code. That would not be uncommon. "I will call you Thoth," I tell him. He offers no response to this courtesy. I inform him it was the name of an ancient and renowned Prosperine scribe. He doesn't reply. Imagine my disappointment. I do not know what he looks like. My hosts, caring and gracious souls that they are, have blinded me, shackled me to a stone wall, and invited me to confess my sins. I'm reluctant to call them my captors, when I walked unarmed into their midst and surrendered without violence. Hosts seems a fairer term. On the first night, my hosts took my first and sixth senses, leaving me sightless and powerless in the dark. So I do not know what my scribe looks like, but I can guess. He is a servitor, doubtless like millions of others. I hear his heart, as passionless as the stately ticking of a musician's metro gauge. His cyborged joints whir and click as he moves, and his breathing is a verse of measured sighs through a slack mouth. I never hear him blink. Most likely his eyes have been replaced by augmetics. Commencing a chronicle like this requires honesty, and these are the only words that feel true. Before the beginning, there was an end. This is how the sons of Horus died. This is how the Black Legion rose. The Black Legion's story begins with the assault on Canticle City. That was where everything changed, where the sons of several legions went to battle together against a blasphemy we could not allow to stand. It was the last time we went to war in the colours of our old legions. But such a tale requires context. There is an era recorded in the annals of imperial history that has suffered, as all recollections must suffer in time, with its details twisted into a mockery of remembrance. This was an age of relative peace and prosperity, when the fires of the Horus heresy had settled down to ash, and mankind's empire ruled over the galaxy with an unchallenged grip. What few archives survived to record this golden age in any detail now hearken back to it in reverent whispers, as the chronometers tick closer to midnight in this last dark millennium.